The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and I like to pretend like I do, but there you go. Anyways, it does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are, especially on a Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. Let's make sure that we're clear here. The Whip 'Em Out Wednesday is a crucial portion to what happens on Wednesdays on this show. Anyways, today's Wednesday, April the 3rd of 2024, day 94. That's day 94 of the year, and only 272 days left to go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Yes, a combination of everything that we can be, we want to be, because why would we not want to be what we can be? Yeah, I said all that stuff to really essentially say nothing. You know, I'm amazed sometimes at the amount of conversations that you can have with people, and it's just words. It is just, well, how can I put this? It's just stuff to say because nothing's really being said. Yeah, long story there. We can probably get into that at a later time. Anyways, let's talk about what's going to happen today, because I think that that's going to be important. We're going to talk about safety. We're going to talk about news. We're going to talk about safety in the news, because that's what we do. We're going to have a professional broadcasters, or I'm going to say A, and then I'm going to say we, and then we're going to have professional broadcasters come in and talk about some of the stuff that's going on, because I think that that's important, so don't worry about that. We'll have that happen. And then inside of all this other stuff, as that's going on, I'll come in, give you a main story, and we'll talk a little bit about the things that are going on inside of the world. Yep, that's kind of how it goes. So, with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process. Callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving in regards to that. You can take a listen also on Safety FM or Radio Big. Safety.fm is an option. SafetyFM.com is an option. RadioBig.fm is an option. You can listen to the podcast version. You can listen to the other versionality of what we do, that we do it on a big conglomerate, which will be the different apps that are available. That's even on iHeart, Odyssey, Live 365, Alexa Skill. You name it, we're there one way, shape, or form. I was told yesterday the Odyssey one was kind of acting up, just so you know. Oh, by the way, talking about yesterday, amazed on the amount of interactions of people hanging out and reaching out about the episode from yesterday. It seems like even though I was talking about a contractual dispute, there was a lot of information about people jumping into the middle of stuff that they shouldn't be involved with. And I get it. And man, it seemed to resonate with some in regards to what we were talking about. And I always think that those things are important, opposed to it just being a conversation for the sake of having a conversation. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk real quick about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because I think that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
So as I talk about the trends of the ends of the ends, Jeff Bezos expands his Florida real estate portfolio again, and Gen Z continues to sour on college. We'll talk a little bit about that. Sean Combs is stressed out, and Billie Eilish teases her new album. We'll talk about that as we get a little bit into the show business. Also, Felicity Huffman gets back to acting, and Roadhouse is a hit for Amazon Prime. I have to tell you, I watched it over the weekend, and I wasn't in love. Let me explain. I have to say, number one, Jake Gyllenhaal, that dude can salvage pretty much any movie that he's in, because you look at his acting perspective and go, damn, he's a pretty good actor, because you can buy into whatever he's doing, just kind of the way that it goes. But outside of that, I am not 100% sure on why it was called Roadhouse, because it really had not a lot to do with the original Roadhouse, and that's okay. Not picking here. And, you know, Conor McGregor, great athlete when he was in his prime. He hasn't really fought in a long time, so it's kind of hard to say otherwise. Remind me very much of the 80s style villain on how he played that role. I don't know if that's good or bad, especially because the movie seemed like it was now, but he seemed very 80s style villainish, and I don't know if that was perspective. Listen, different movies are for different folks. I can tell you, I am pretty sure 100% that I am not the target audience for that movie. Just saying. Anyways, with that being said, let's continue some other things. Another talk show host backtracks on previous comments made about Princess Kate. So, a lot of stuff going on today. So, with that being part of the world of the evolution that we're talking about, are you ready for some news from some hardcore people that can tell you? I'm just saying. Because, listen, we want to give you the news as it is occurring in real time. So I get these news forms, boom, 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 and they're coming in. And as they're coming in, I'm giving it to you in real time as close as possible. So if you're good, I'm good. And if you want to move forward, we can do it right now. So let's talk about what the hell's happening in the news.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Taiwan's been hit by the strongest earthquake in a quarter of a century, killing at least four people and injuring dozens more. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The government has said that the aftershocks continue to be felt in Taipei and in Hualien, the eastern part of Taiwan. Taiwanese authorities have opened up some evacuation centres in Hualien, which is one of the areas which has been most affected. So that's for residents who are there, who are continuing to feel the effects of aftershocks. But major infrastructure remains undamaged. The railway system in the country has been halted, but both nuclear power plants are unaffected.
Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Three British aid workers killed in Gaza have been named after Israel admitted the airstrike was a grave mistake. John Chapman, James Kirby and James Henderson were among seven people who died as a convoy they were travelling in was hit. US President Joe Biden says he's outraged. Joe Biden and China's President Xi Jinping have spoken about Taiwan, AI and regular communication in their first conversation since November. The leaders of the two global superpowers both reportedly engaged in tough issues as a way to manage their often rocky relationship. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
It's the first time that the leaders of the US and China have spoken since their face-to-face meeting back in November. We're told that Biden made it clear to China's leader that the US opposed any type of coercion by Beijing to bring Taiwan under its control. He also expressed US concerns about China's militarization in the South China Sea. But in many ways, this appeared to be an attempt to bring the relationship back on track, an opportunity to show that both sides see the value in frequent engagements, even if it's just by phone.
Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond tied to his civil fraud case. It comes a week after an appeals court substantially reduced the amount the former president needed to pay. William Denslow reports from New York.
In a series of social media posts, Donald Trump accused the legal system of being corrupt and politicised and railed against the fact that he had to pay a bond before the appeals process is concluded. Donald Trump was ordered to pay roughly $450 million after a New York judge found that he'd inflated the value of his assets for favourable terms from lenders. But just last week, an appeals court lowered that figure to $175 million as Trump continues to fight the judge's ruling. In a statement, a lawyer for Trump said he made the payment as promised and looks forward to vindicating his rights on appeal. The former president is due back in court later this month for the start of his criminal hush money trial.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today in more detail at the chilling impact of Israel's killing of seven humanitarian aid workers on broader efforts to alleviate the crisis in Gaza. The seven from Britain, Australia, Poland, Canada and the Palestinian territories were all working for World Central Kitchen, a charity that makes Herculean efforts around the world to deliver nutritious meals to people in some of the most challenging environments. They died when the convoy in which they were travelling was attacked. William Bell is head of Middle East Policy and Advocacy for Christian Aid.
It is a really precarious occupation trying to provide emergency aid in Gaza. As far as I'm aware, and all the reports suggest that World Central Kitchen had provided coordinates, they were in a deconflicted zone, and therefore the Israeli military would have been aware of where they are and who they were. So really, it is essential that we have a proper independent inquiry that can clarify exactly how and why this happened.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the attack was unintentional and pledged to take steps to prevent a similar tragedy from occurring again. But World Central Kitchen's founder, Chef Jose Andres, said he was heartbroken by the news from Gaza, called it unforgivable, and demanded an end to what he called Israel's indiscriminate killing. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Taiwan has been hit by the strongest earthquake in a quarter of a century, killing at least four people. Three British aid workers killed in Gaza have been named after Israel admitted the airstrike was a grave mistake. US President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping have spoken in their first conversation since November. And Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond tied to his civil fraud case. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Real big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com /safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
Only right here on Safety FM and Radio Big as we are hanging out 17 minutes past the top of the hour as we are doing our giggo. Yes, we are doing our giggo as everything is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Yep, that's kind of how it goes. So let's start talking because that is what we do. Let's get into the list of shit because it is a shit list most of the time. No doubt about that. So let's take a listen to this real quick. Are you ready? Because I'm ready if you're ready. It's illegal to do hard drugs in Oregon. Do you want me to say that again? It's illegal to do hard drugs in Oregon. In a policy U-turn with a shocking velocity despite the obvious effects of such incompetent law, Governor Tina Kotek signed a recriminalization law on Monday, barely 3 years after decriminalization law went into effect on February of 2021. Nearly 60% of Oregon voters approved the original decriminalization measure. Under the revised law, drug possession conviction will max out sentences at 6 months and fund addiction, mental health, and health services. Did you hear me? Yeah, I want to make sure. Because isn't that kind of an interesting one? So there was a flippity-flop there in regards of what's going on. So I just want to reference that because I think it's interesting on how that actually goes in. So the law makes a personal use possession of a misdemeanor punishable with sentences up to 6 months in jail, however. It also creates, are you ready for this? It also creates avenues for treatment instead of criminal penalties by encouraging law enforcement agencies to start programs that would move defendants towards addiction and mental health services. Kotek said also that signing the letter of deep coordination between courts, police, prosecutors, defense attorneys, and local mental health providers is vital to adding what are the necessary partners to achieve the vision of this legislation. In 2021, Oregon became the first state to decriminalize drug possession. However, the state has recently faced a large rise of overdose deaths and had a second highest rate of substance abuse disorder in the U.S., according to a 2023 audit report. Oregon State House Minority Leader Jeff Helfrich said that after Kotek signed the new law, it showed that how his party stood united and forced Democrats to bring back criminal penalties. So there you go. You know, it became a thing that all of a sudden now there's a party line in regards to what needs to be done. You see how that gets weird quick? No, seriously. I don't mean that to be a jerk. I mean, I don't think I mean that to be a jerk. I'm just saying. But why did this all of a sudden become a thing that, oh, let's talk about this from the standpoint of, you know, my party said that your party couldn't do the party thing correctly. I mean, because that's what it sounds like. It's almost like that song, if we had the opportunity to do so. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. So there you go. College-age Americans are getting wise to the college con. showing an increased desire to enter trades and take the blue-collar jobs. A National Student Clearinghouse survey shows that enrollment in vocational-focused community college increased by 16% last year. Enrollment programs preparing students for construction trades increased by 23%. HVAC and vehicle maintenance and repair program ticked up about 7% in 2023. Likewise, payroll company ADP reports that the median pay for new construction hires is just over $48,000, while professional services jobs, the kind that requires a college degree, are you ready for this, are just under $40,000. Oh, seriously, $40,000. So, this is according to the Wall Street Journal. I want to make sure that I always like to quote sources because I think it's important that you know exactly where we're getting info from, opposed to it just being some random crap that somebody's saying, oh, yeah, this is a good idea to talk about. And somebody has asked me recently if I would consider doing show notes in regards of adding all of this stuff. But I'm going to tell you, like, some of the stuff that I pull, like, if you try to get this information from Wall Street Journal right now, you're going to have a subscription on top of what we're coming up with. So just FYI. So for the first time in over 220 years, two types of Xaciads, yeah, there you go, brewed XIX, and we'll call the, oh, I mean, I can call it, do, should I just call it 19? Or do you want me to call it something else? Okay, so Brood 19 and Brood 13 will emerge from the ground at the same time. While most of these species come out yearly, there are two type of periodical broods that stay underground for either 13 or 17 years, meaning that only could co-merge once every 221 years. Simple math is 13 times 17 is 221, just in case. The last time the two groups of group rose together was the same time that Thomas Jefferson was president. It's not expected to happen again until 2244. So if you're around, let me know. The bugs typically emerge from April into June. This is according to the New York Post. You know how deep we have to dig sometimes for some of these news stories? I mean, listen to that. Listen to some of that stuff. The simple math part is the important part here. So a group of six inmates in a federal prison in upstate New York are suing to stop the facility wide lockdown scheduled for Monday's solar eclipse. Do you want me to say that again? A group of six inmates in federal prison in upstate New York are suing to stop the facility-wide lockdown scheduled for Monday for the solar eclipse. The plaintiffs come from a variety of religious backgrounds, but each argues being kept from seeing the celestial display infringes on their rights to practice their faith. The groups include Christian Baptists, a Muslim, a Seventh-day Adventist, and two practitioners of Santeria, and a self-proclaimed atheist. The two suits draw vague connections between the religious significance of the eclipse and various faith traditions. The decision to lock down the prison comes as the New York Department of Corrections, which orders the prisons in the states to put all inmates in their cells during the time that they would ordinarily be able to go outside on Monday. This is also coming via New York Post. So what do you think here about this Monday thing with the eclipse? I will tell you, I've kind of been amazed just for a second here as I want to discuss this. The amount of people that keep on trying to schedule calls with me during the eclipse. And I don't know if I should deem this important. I like to hang out in this studio right here. And as you can notice, with the exception of the lights that are behind me, if you're watching on the video, that's about the brightest thing inside of the whole room. So if I do something outside, that would be the only way that I'll see the eclipse. If I don't do something outside, I will not have any clue of what's going on. Now, I do have some friends that are going to Texas because they're super excited about this thing. And I'm just kind of, I'll say, amazed on the level of what people are willing to do and wanting to do to go see this thing. I don't know. What do you think? Are you getting specialty glasses and all that fun stuff? I don't know. What are you doing? So there you go. Anyways, Jeff Bezos has grabbed yet another plot of land in Florida's ritzy Indian Creek Island. often called the billionaire bunker. This time he bought a $90 million six-bedroom pad. There's no secret that Bezos has planned to demolish the other two properties that he bought previously to build a mega mansion, but the new buy will reportedly be where he lives while the new project is being constructed. Worth noting, Bezos remains flush with cash after dumping $8.5 billion in Amazon stock in the recent months. This is coming from Bloomberg. Bloomberg is reporting that one, so there you go. Let's talk about this real quick. Actor Joe Flaherty has died. He passed away on Monday after a brief illness. No other details have been shared. Flaherty is best known for his roles in Happy Gilmore and Freaks and Geeks. He was 82 at the time of his passing. Also, Red Sox executive Larry Lucchino has died. He passed away on Tuesday after a battle with cancer. No further details were shared. Lucchino served as the president and CEO of the Boston Red Sox, overseeing three World Series titles during his tenure. He was 78 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Some information for you right there. Okay, let's give you this one because you're going to want to know this. The Dow lost about 396 points yesterday to close at 39,170. On Tuesday, the S&P lost about, 37 points to close at 5,205. And the NASDAQ lost about 156 points to close at 16,240. West Texas Intermediate closed at $85 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $89 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.53. And Bitcoin tumbled on Tuesday, down nearly 5.5% and trading just under 65,900. There was 2,850 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and with about 75, give or take, such cancellations. So there you go. Tonight's Powerball drawing. Are you ready for this? That cannot be right. Cannot be right. Somebody mistyped that one. Will be for $1.09 billion jackpot, or $523.7 million cash payout. Is that correct? That could not be correct. Oh, it's the Powerball, so maybe it is. Somebody wrote here that it's 1.09 million. You can't have that and then a $527.3 million cash payout. I mean, that's a deal and a half. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this because there is a lot of stuff going on. So I talked about some of this at the very beginning. And I'm getting to the point now that I kind of feel that we're blending the Rated R Safety Show with the Jay Allen in the Morning Show, with the exception of the music stuff. But we're going to talk about this real quick. Paparazzi photo show accused predator Sean Combs. Accused predator? He's already accused. Of having a tense phone call outside of his Miami mansion on Monday. The New York Post reports Combs was spotted with an unidentified friend and reportedly kept his cool despite the apparent tension. No word on the topic of the call and who he was talking to. Sources close to Combs say that he's trying to stay calm for the sake of his youngest kids as the walls close in on the frightening extortion and exploitation scheme. And if the accusation leveled against Combs in multiple recent lawsuits are to be believed, according to Page Six. Meanwhile, the mother of Combs' two older sons posted a video on social media this week of security footage from last week's raid, focusing on the clip showing officers pointing guns at her kids and cuffing them while pushing them against the wall. This is according to the Daily Mail. So I have a question here. Yes, I don't know. I don't know. So when they came in, meaning the police, and they were pointing guns and cuffing, what was the intent behind? I mean, did they know what was going on? Because it has to be a heightened level thing all across the board, regardless on how you look at it. I mean, it's not just part of a thing that's going on. People are going to be like freaking out the whole time, just the way that it goes. It's not just, hey, let's just walk in, walk out, and that's it. Just no way that that's going to be what's happening. I don't know. I can tell you that I've had times that I've been pulled over by the police for traffic infringements or alleged traffic infringements. You don't know what's going to happen during those things. So I can only imagine heightened levels of things going on in regards of how people are looking at things. So here you go. Let's talk about this. Billboards is in a major cities of all over the world. Flash some snippets of Billie Eilish's songs, including Did I Cross the Line? I tried to live in black and white, and she's the headlight in my deer. The shade of blue on the billboard also popped up in Eilish's social media yesterday. While not confirmed, it is safe to assume that the stunt connected to Eilish's forthcoming album, which she told fans was being mastered in in February. Yeah, so in February it was being mastered. So if it was being mastered in February and we're in April, is the thing mastered? Now, I don't know how big of a Billie Eilish fan you are, but I will tell you, if you know what a phone book is and somebody gave that lady the phone book to sing it, she could probably pull it off and you wouldn't even know that that's what she's singing about because she sings so well in regards of what's going on. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about this because I talked about it at the very top. For the first time ever, Amazon released viewership numbers for a feature film on Tuesday. The streamer said that Roadhouse, a remake of the 1989 classic action film, had grossed over 51 million viewers since its debut on March the 21st, marking it the biggest global movie launch ever on Amazon. Roadhouse star Jake Gyllenhaal as a former UFC fighter Dalton, who is hired to be a bouncer in a bar in the Florida Keys. Originally, it was starred by Patrick Swayze. So, there you go. There you go. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we do that thing that we get to do around this time that we call our main story on this lovely Whip 'Em Out Wednesday.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what happens inside of here. Now, let's talk about this, because, you know, there are some interesting times, there are some interesting things that occur inside of our lifetimes, and I know that sometimes we talk about some weirdness, and we talk about some things that are direct, straight, and we talk about some things that are very odd inside of this little scenario here that we call our show. Also, it could be considered your life. But when you look at the things that you have going on, do you put them in kind of individual buckets? And let me explain what I mean here. So is your family life here? Is your work life here? Is your personal life here, and everything kind of takes its own little different bucket of, okay, I have this, and then I have a meetup with my friends afterwards, and then I have this, and I have that, and I have, you know, that kind of stuff. I ask this question for the following reason. Because sometimes in life, we have these habits of letting one thing overpower everything else that we do. That's kind of how it works. I mean, I'm not going to lie here and say one is not one and one is not the other. So as you know, and I might have shared or not shared, I personally travel for work. I mean, I do this thing, but I also travel for what I do in person. Just kind of the way that it goes. So with that being said, as I travel and move around and move and groove and all the other fun stuff, how do you look at the stuff that you do? Does my version of traveling have a versionality inside of your workplace that it has some level of impact? Let me explain what I mean. Because I'm gone for traveling and doing work, I'm gone for a period of time from my family, just kind of the way that it works. But also at the same time, when you're doing stuff, I don't know if you travel for work. I don't know if work is a big priority of the things that you have going on. Do those things have a large impact on what you have going on? So let's use the example of the person that is constantly working, has tons of things going on, or tons of projects. So they might get up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to start working on a project when they would normally not go into work until 8, 9 o'clock. Is that something that you see yourself into? And by doing that, does that take away from other aspects of the stuff that you do? Now, the reason that I'm kind of mixing and matching some of this stuff is because, like, I travel for work, but I try not to travel super frequently if I can avoid it, because I have this that I do here as well. So, I mean, I have to go to a studio to get this done, but I also go to places to sometimes do these recordings in person around other people to have that interaction. So I'm just trying to have a better understanding. So with that being said, let's talk about some other stuff. Do you set this work as a priority over everything else that's going on? And if so, what kind of impact does it have in your personal life? I ask these things because I want to have a better understanding of them. The better understanding on how things have impacts on your personal life, it always will play a factor. Because listen, if I'm getting up super early and I have children and I'm not around, there's going to be some level of questions that probably your significant other is going to have. Same thing if I'm traveling all the time and I'm gone all the time. People are going to probably have questions about me constantly being gone, just the way that it works. So, how do you set the work-life balance? Is it something that's important, or is that just gibberish that people use for something that's really not important? I don't know. Because I also have this concept that I think about all the time and that I've heard from good old Dave Ramsey, that if you live like no one else, later you can live like no one else. So what plays the factor? What is the work-life balance, and how does that factor into the whole thing? Stuff to think about, huh?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Here is what you've missed on the Rated R Safety Show.
Bring up some things, because I think that the five people should play a big factor into what you do. And when somebody's trying to get into becoming part of the five, you always want to make sure that you're experimenting and seeing what exactly makes sense and what doesn't. So imagine that you have someone that you deem that is close or is trying to get close. Maybe we should word it that way. And you tell them about something that's going on. And it could be business. It could be personal. It could be whatever. So let's use the example of a contractual dispute. And as you do this, you share information, which you're kind of hesitant about sharing with this person. And the only reason you're talking about a contractual dispute is because this person has a part involved in the contract. Not anything major, not a signee, more of a user than anything else.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM.
And more don't forget to tell them Mortal Kombat Beatdown Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here is Simulated Sun playing Castles. Yeah, you're still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. You can give this song a little streamer-eamer action if you're so inclined to do so. Yeah. Good times, of course, going on this morning. Yeah, we'd like to thank Simulated Sun for this one. Yeah, a little simulation action this morning going on. Hey now. Thank you for all the Whip 'em Out Wednesday responders. Always a good time there. No doubt about that. Little triangle. Okay. Yeah, a lot of music going on here on the Rated R Safety Show as we are hanging out. I have to tell you, I have recently discovered this because of a pretty massive update inside of what's going on with the Apple stuff. Man, I have to tell you, all these hand gesture things that throw these systems off, I find them hilarious. So if you are hanging out on the video, I am doing all the weird gestures right now. just for the sake of doing so, because I think they're so strange as they pop up. And what I hate is when I'm having a normal conversation with someone and I do something and don't realize that it's going to cause a gesture to go up or anything along those lines. So there you go. There you go. So let's talk, because it is important. It is important to talk about this. It is important to discuss in regards to some of the stuff that's going on this morning. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm going to tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. Now, so let me tell you this portion. We normally talk about finding help. Let's talk a little bit about self-care this morning. When you're having a tough moment or a day, it's okay to pause and take care of yourself. There are some suggestions that you can find and what things you should do right now and how you can make plans to keep yourself efforts or self-care efforts going on in the future. So if you go to TWLOHA.com, that's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says self-help, that right there will get you moving and grooving. That portion will change things for you. And once you get there, it's going to tell you all kinds of interesting stuff. It's going to tell you to connect with your breathing, make sure you're having the best of your basic needs met in regards to food. There's also some body scan meditation stuff on there. It'll talk to you a little bit about calling and texting people. Also visualization of a place of comfort, find a way to move. I'll tell you, a friend of mine that, well, if you listen to his show, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, has told me for years that bike riding is so important into his life. And he recommended that I start bike riding, and he went way above and beyond to make sure that he recommended on me actually riding a bike. And I'll tell you, I thought it was kind of a silly thing to do in regards of bike riding. And as we speak right now, I was just looking at the combination of bikes that I have. And this has been for less than a year that I've had these things. And I've already done over 1,200 miles between both bikes. And I'm not saying this to brag that I've done 1,200 miles. It's that I am amazed on the level of tranquility that occurs because of riding a bike. And just getting your body in motion and doing something different, opposed to just sitting there and go, woe is me. I just kind of look at all the different processes that I think about and things that I try to lay out in the land as we move forward because of these things. So, I don't know. Like I said, things to think about. So, TWLOHA.com. Click on the section. It says self-care on there. It's on the top bar, just so you know. That'll get things moving for you. It's amazing on how life can change if you put a little bit of focus on some of the things that are out there. TWLOHA.com. I love that website. I hang out on there all kinds, all the time, I feel like. Just taking a look at some of the stuff that can be done. So let's talk about this real quick. It's not that the working trend that I expected to see, but take a listen to this real quick. Workers these days are putting in about 4 hours fewer per week than they were in 2021 on average. The new report says that ActiveTrack found that in the past 3 years, the average length of a workday fell by 15% or 47 minutes. And our weekends are starting to get earlier. The average employee now clocks out on early on Fridays, about 4:03 in the afternoon p.m., a full hour earlier than they did in 2021. The stats come across of a study of 135,000 people, North American workers across almost 1,000 companies. And the best news, the overall efficiency of employees has remained flat, even as our hours shrank by 47 minutes. So let's make sure that I understand this. That's what the worker said, at least. The funniest part of the whole thing is that all those work from home types who told the survey guys that they are working till 4 o'clock on Fridays. Maybe that's something to think about as we are talking. So a lot of stuff there. What do you think about this? I mean, I would be mostly concerned about the pay cut. I mean, I'm just saying, what do you think? Do you like the idea or don't like the idea? It gets weird. It gets weird quick. That's for sure. So just some stuff to talk about as we are hanging out on this lovely morning. Should I talk about this? Let's talk about it. It looks as though cowboy hats are going to be the hottest fashion accessory this summer. And depending on how you feel about that, you can either thank or blame Beyonce. According to those who know, the pop star turned country singer is adding the momentum to the 10-gallon trend that was already in progress thanks to the lids worn prominently in the last summer's Barbie movie. And there's also been a spike in popularity in the Western-inspired design of fashion runways, and it's Men's Fall Winter 2024 by Louis Vuitton. Now Beyonce has released the highly anticipated country album Cowboy Carter. The looks is expected to become impossible to ignore. The coastal cowgirl aesthetic featuring cowboy boots, linen garments trending last summer as a stylish riding boots became a wardrobe staple and some fashionistas. And the Queen Bey announced her new country album during the Super Bowl. Google searches for cowboy hats surged by more than 212%, and get set for the summer full of hat boots, bolos, and belts as members of the Beehive enter the age of cowgirl culture. And I'm pretty sure the Kardashians aren't kicking themselves for not getting on the horse sooner. Carefully with the spurs, though, there, girls. Also, I gotta say that after seeing Bey's album cover, no one will be able to wear it quite the way that she does. I'm just saying. Not picking. Just saying. Some things to think about. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life because he wants to give you some words of motivation. So let's do that right now.
Minute brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by William. Muhammad Ali said, "If they can make penicillin out of moldy bread, they can sure make something out of you." What a great quote. Think about that. Mold is not good, but somebody found the good in that mold, and that discovery has led to many amazing things. I know people who've had something happen to them in their life, and they took what might have been a negative, and they have found a positive way to use this thing that happened to them to help others who have found themselves in a similar situation. Like a great person I know who could have let their addiction ruin their life. But instead, they overcame their addiction and they dedicated their life to help others do the same. And that is an amazing calling.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Okay, thank you, John, for that information right there. I always look at that and I go, huh, I wonder how that goes. You know, when you say you dedicated your life, I want to make sure that I understand. Okay, take a listen to this. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1996, FBI arrests the Unabomber. The Unabomber was held responsible for 16 mail bombs. 3 died and 23 were injured over 17 years thanks to the Unabomber's terror. He finally was caught after submitting his manifesto to the New York Times and the Washington Post, who published a letter because Ted had said that he promised more terror unless it was, you know, posted. His brother David recognized the letter as, as the Unabomber himself, and he tipped off the police. When agents raided his Montana home, they found a live bomb and original copies of the manifesto, or the psychotic manifesto, as some people called it at the time. Ted also was found guilty and sentenced for 4 lifetime sentences in prison plus 30 years. He never showed remorse. That happened back in 1996. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Paris Jackson turns 26. Sarah Jeffrey turns 28. Amanda Bynes, 38. Leona Lewis turns 39. Adam Scott, 51. Sebastian Bach, 56. Eddie Murphy, 63. Alec Baldwin, 66, and Jane Goodall turns 90 today, just in case if you wanted to know. Also, it would have been Marlon Brando's birthday today. Just say that because I have a person that I know that really loves Marlon Brando and will show you movies when you hang out with them about Marlon Brando right out of the crack. So there you go. So there's numero uno for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. Here we go. World Cloud Security Day, Independent Artist Day, National Film Score Day. National Biomechanics Day, National Chocolate Mousse Day, National Tweeted Day, World Party Day, Fish finger and custard day. Fish fingers and custard day. That does not sound like a good mix at all. National Walking Day. World Aquatic Animal Day. And National Find a Rainbow Day. You know, there you go. I guess that's some days that you can celebrate if you're so inclined. I mean, there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. No doubt about that. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. For the first rule of Vegan Club, you'll tell everyone about Vegan Club. What? It doesn't sound that different than Fight Club. Oh, no, it's the other way in Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. Oh, I got it now. Okay, so here you go. Let's talk about phone starters for today. What technology isn't available yet that should be? The results of a survey included these answers. Dustpans that don't leave that one line of dirt. The ability to unpress the elevator buttons. Quiet microwave doors. Resealable cereal packages, which are available, though not commonly. What else do I have? Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this one. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Men are 3 times more likely than women to lie about this. What is it? Their salary. Now, I wonder if that's an up or down kind of answer. No, like seriously, I don't know. Is that like a higher or a lower type of thing? I mean, here's what I've always come to the conclusion to do. If you don't want to talk about certain things, I mean, I'll talk about everything except 2 things. Salary and sex. I mean, there's no reason to talk about either one. I'm not going to make you happy with either one that I give you the answer to. Just the way that it goes. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. We will be going over to Radio Big if you want to come and hang out with us as we talk about the world of music and play some music and talk about the world of entertainment all together at one time. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That's what he does at the 8 a.m. hour here on Safety FM. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. Keep that in mind as you think about that today, because that's going to be important. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye. Yeah, I did say I love ya. So there you go. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.